This is the local VK5 news segment. And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. We have our annual general meeting coming up on Thursday, the 13th of November. Club rooms open at 6 p.m. at Carrotha Hall, Baden Terrace, O'Sullivan's Beach. We hope to see you there. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. We have another action-packed month ahead for AREG, with several events on the calendar. First of all, on Friday, October the 17th, we have Steve, VK5SFA, coming to talk to us about how to get involved in the 70cm digital ATV activity that's begun here in Adelaide. This will include a hands-on demonstration of both transmitting and receiving gear, and the meeting will be held at the Fulham Community Centre of Phelps Court, Fulham. Our doors are open at 7 p.m. with the presentation starting at 7:30. Visitors are most welcome. We'd love to see you. Come on down. Next up, Saturday, October the 18th, is another high-altitude balloon flight. Horus 66 will lift off carrying a basic Horus binary telemetry transmitter. This is actually a test flight for a STEM outreach program called Launchbox, which AREG's currently scheduled to fly in November. Everybody should be able to get involved with receiving the Horus telemetry, and again, more details of that are on our website. And of course, the big event this month, next up we also have the AREG Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale, which is being held on Sunday, October the 26th at the Dogs SA Showground, Cromwell Road, Kilburn. Sellers will be admitted from 9:30 a.m. and buyers from 10. We have a range of door prizes and raffles on offer, as well as some commercial retailers coming to the event from interstate. Booking for seller slots has been strong, but there are still a few left. So if you wanted to come down with a car or a trailer load of pre-loved equipment or components to sell, there is still time to make your booking. Please head on over to the areg.org.au website for more details. Finally, another hot topic around town at the moment has been what is happening with the repeater systems. For our part, AREG's repeater team has been hard at work installing and testing the new repeater link system at our VK5 RSB site overlooking Adelaide. As of last Friday, VK5 RSB 70cm on 439.9 is connected to VK5 RAH Lobethal on 146.775. Summertown 2m on 147.175 is currently operating in standalone mode. The planned next step is to connect VK5 RKW on 438.05 to the network before we then reconnect the Barossa Valley and Riverland systems to Adelaide, at this stage via Summertown 70cm. More news on the work as it progresses. That's all for this week. Best regards from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Friday week at our October activity night, we were treated to an excellent presentation by club member David, VK5DG. David gave us a very interesting insight into his passion for activating summits for the Summits on the Air program. This activity is very hard to pursue down here in the southeast, as we only have a single one-pointer here, and that is Mount Burr near Millicent. This means that to accumulate 1,000 points and his Mountain Goat Award, he has had to travel some quite large distances. He has now activated summits in the ACT, New South Wales and the Victorian High Country. He has hiked many kilometres from his car to summits, and some he was able to drive right up to the activation zone. He has endured scorching heat and snow, not to mention many insect bites. Over time, his kit has been whittled down to the bare minimum. He now carries a very compact 6 metre squid pole, a Yaesu FT817, and a homebrew Link dipole, all of which is powered from an 18-volt power tool battery and a step-down voltage transformer. David is one of those rare souls who very rarely gets put off by problems that most of us would consider too difficult to even consider, and so he really has earned that Mountain Goat award. A number of the members present have since commented on how much they enjoyed David's presentation. The day after David's presentation, we held a working bee at the clubrooms. We removed all of the Cat5 cables from the outside broadcast hut and made sure that all were correctly labelled before they were returned to the shelves in their correct order. A number were transferred onto new cable drums that Peter, VK5BE, recently obtained. A lot of rope was also transferred onto the new reels so that we now have everything wound onto the same style of reel, which tidies things up very nicely. The hut is now just about ready for the 2025 Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb, which kicks off on Thursday the 6th of November. Talking of hill climbs, as you are hearing this, Peter VK5BE and a small team will be providing communications for the Australian Hill Climb Championships being held at the Bend this weekend. We hope that all is going well for them. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's Northeast Radio Club news. Now, I didn't attend last Friday night's meeting due to a nasty cold that I'm shaking off, and I didn't wish to pass it on to the members, so I watched it on Zoom instead. Now, Steve, VK5SFA, gave an in-depth lecture about amateur digital television and how to set it up. He showed all the equipment that you need to operate amateur digital TV and how to test it to ensure that it doesn't interfere with the services on nearby frequencies. He then gave a demonstration of it in action. So many thanks, Steve, for showing us that exciting aspect of amateur radio. Now, last Friday's F-TripNet was very well attended, but it was interrupted by a loss of one of the repeaters having a power outage. And so we lost a few of the attendees, but never mind. We'll be back up again on air next Friday. And don't forget that this month has Fridays in it, so we'll be going out to have lunch somewhere. Well, that's all for now. I'm off to watch the racing at Bathurst now. So go, Dave Reynolds. Don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.